That may mean you point him in a different direction than you, which is a little risky for some people to even think about. But it's a powerful place to be.
Ready to spend 15 minutes with the experts you admire? Need strategy sessions from thought leaders brought directly to your ears? Welcome to the Sprocket Talk 15-Minute Strategy Podcast, where every week George B. Thomas uncovers the challenges that sales, marketing, and service professionals face, and of course, the strategies to help them overcome their biggest hurdles. So sit back and set your sights on growth with these bite-sized conversations filled with pure strategy gold. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast.
Sprocketeers, viewers, listeners, it's your boy George B. Thomas, and we're back, yes, with another episode. And hey, let's just get into it. We've got Angus here. If you haven't listened to the episode where he talked about value and worth, and you understand this is a continuation of the conversation of value and worth, you need to go back, listen to that episode. It's golden. Golden. There are so many things in that episode. And I'm telling you, we could only go 15 minutes or so. And so we wanted to carry on this. Here's the thing, Angus, before we get into the deep end of the pool, just remind folks who you are, what you do, and where you do it at.
Awesome. And great to be back. I'm Angus Nelson. I live in Nashville, Tennessee is where I do it. And what I do is I'm the director of development here at Golden Spiral Marketing, which is a B2B technology marketing agency focused on SaaS and fintech, health tech, and cybersecurity.
So a couple of things, Sprocketeers, viewers, listeners. First of all, go back, make sure that you've written down the acronym, make sure you understand the acronym and the pieces of it, because it's going to be vital to the success of your business and strategies moving forward. Now, Angus, in the last episode, you started to paint this picture about cavemen and, you know, this rock and this fur and this gem and this gold. And we kind of started to talk about customers and how we're in this digital space now. And I want to drill into this idea of employee worth, of company value, and the sales cycle. And we know that it's changed so much because of search and us as the potential consumer having so much more power than we have historically. So maybe explain to the Sprocketeers, the viewers, the listeners, the importance of either perceived or true value in the digital space throughout the sales cycle and what that means.
Absolutely. And I'll start too. If you haven't listened to the first episode, that acronym for that worth is the who, the opportunity, or the who is who you're serving, how you're serving them, the opportunity that you're presenting, the relationship that you're creating with these people, and the thinking that you're putting into this, the strategy, the philosophy, the mindset, and then the heart behind it. So that's the WORTH acronym. And behind this, why this is so important. And I'll go to where I started in the beginning of that last episode where I talked about how you articulate your company in a conversational tone focused on their pain, focused on their need. This is the sales cycle. Is some responsible party is now delegating some kind of a solution-oriented search. We need an answer to this. And the person that they're identifying is likely someone of a millennial strategy. In other words, they're not necessarily just going to go and ask somebody, they're going to actually go and search. They're going to jump on a search engine and they're going to type in, where is, and they're going to put a very conversational piece together, speaking to a pain, a problem, or a need. They're not looking for your brand. They're not looking for your company. They're not looking for your solution. They're not looking for your technology even. They're looking to solve a problem. And so the value that we have to portray to the market is strategically placing our SEO, our search engine optimization, our website headlines, all around the problem they're seeking for. Because at the end of the day, they're going through and finding, you know, 6, 7, 12 different solutions, and they want to filter that down to just 2, 3, or 4. The only way you're going to be part of that list is if you speak the value of your proposition to their pain. And so that's where we can kind of start from there, is this whole element is about people discovering how valuable your solution is.
We're talking about messaging in the sales process, really, is where my mind goes. And so I'm super curious, two fronts that maybe we can talk about here. Mm-hmm. One is, as a company, how do I truly find, uncover, store in a place to get back to at a later date, the problems or the problem in which the user will search it versus what we think it is. Mm-hmm. So how do I generate that so I'm having the right conversations? Let's just start there. So as a company, how do we come up and understand the true problems that the consumer is going to be searching for so that we can actually have those blog articles, mm-hmm. those videos, those podcast episodes that are so SEO, search engine optimization rich around them?
Awesome question. This is like the baseline for everything we do at Golden Spiral Marketing. Is we base around a proprietary exercise we call the buyer matrix, which if you were to break it down, it is identifying who those individual potential customers are, you know, their role. They might be a CEO, they might be a CMO. And again, this is in a B2B space, is where we serve our customers. And you can do this in a B2C space as well. And each one of those people are going to have a different perspective or a different pain or problem according to what it is that they're searching for your solution. And the way that you prioritize this graphic, and it's going to be like this, it's going to be like, imagine you were going to have like a bracket. We're not quite to the college final four here, but imagine your college bracket, and you start with, you know, your brackets of all the different teams, and as they win, they keep narrowing down, right? Well, that first set of brackets of all the ones starting are the individuals, and you prioritize it with the ones who are most in need of your solution up top. And then they're going to go into the second set of brackets, and you might have multiple problems that they're facing. And so you could create some, what we do is just some colored cards, like some cardboard paper, and we write down a conversational piece, like, I need to make my quota by Q2. I struggle with assembling my team with the best leadership possible, or whatever. So I'm going to give you some examples, like whatever those problems are, put them in that context of a first person narrative of what it is they're struggling with. And you can put that in priority. So now first tier is the individual and that customer. The second tier is the actual problems they have. And then the third tier is now map out with another color of cardboard paper, what are the solutions that your brand, solution, service, product provides. If you do this with the effort that it requires, and you put in the time, and this may take days or weeks to do accurately, suddenly you have all the content you need for your content calendar. You have copy for your sales and for your marketing, and you have all of your brand value available to you to be able to articulate in a way that your product or service is best positioned. This is a part where you have to really understand your customer, and in so doing, you need to go to your help support ticket. What is the customer saying? You need to get on the phone and have a conversation with the customer and say, what are you struggling with? You need to look at different forums or conversations that your potential client, your perfect ideal customer, what are they saying online? And being able to articulate that problem into your solution. And the more clear and more endeavors you'll make to connect with your ideal customer, the more effective you'll become.
So what I hear is that you care enough to take the time to save them time, that you care enough to actually give them something that is going to be beneficial versus something that is just like, well, let's ship it, conveyor belt mentality, right? This is this is really drilling into that next level. I'm super curious because my mind is going a couple of different places, Angus, and I want to stay on the customer side of this for a second, but I do want to dive back into the internal employee worth and value side of this too. Because we're talking about having content for the sales process. When you think about creating this content, promoting this content, what are some mistakes that you have seen that instead of building value, instead of creating worth, that they've started, it's great, and then all of a sudden, holy crap, why did you do that? What are some mistakes that people make when they're trying to build that worth and value in this digital space?
The crass version is that the biggest mistake is we try and get people to jump into bed right away before we take them out for dinner. The easier version is, or metaphor is, we see the end zone before we see the plays necessary and give people the plays to get from here to there. In other words, we create content to get them to immediately buy. We want that call to action to drive them immediately without thinking about our customer's journey and discovery and honoring and respecting their ability to learn and to grow. So we treat it as if we need to spell it all out like they're an idiot. And then we say, yeah, now come to us. And that takes away from actually caring for your customer and having what we love to call empathy. When you have empathy for your customer, you take the time to build a discovery experience. And through that, they develop trust and rapport. And by the time they've gone down to where we've gotten them to a decision process, they already have this ability to make a decision. You know, it's one thing for our product to fit the market and to be clearly differentiated and then to, you know, gain some traction. It's another thing for the brand to have a soul. If your brand doesn't have a soul, then that content piece loses its power because now you're just another voice out there with everyone else. There's just so much noise. But if you really want to connect, help see that pain and build your content around speaking to those individual components of their discovery process in finding their solution. You must embody that empathy and then put yourself in their shoes, or what we like to call proximity. Put yourself in proximity of the customer first, see through their lens, and then speak to their pain and take them on a journey by the hand, like their friend, that you care, to get them where they need to go.
Enjoying this podcast? Make sure you show the love. Go to Apple Podcasts, hit that subscribe button, and leave a review. Help us become the strongest strategy podcast on the internet. Get access to hidden episodes and bonus content. Head over to sprockettalk.com/strategy.
That may mean you point them in a different direction than you, which is a little risky for some people to even think about. But it's a powerful place to be.
Oh my gosh, there's so much good stuff. So, Angus, I was already thinking this way. I keep going deeper as you're talking into this. You mentioned in that last segment of being human, of having empathy, of your business, your brand having a soul. The only things that I know that can have empathy, that have souls, that can be human are human beings. And so I want to turn into the internal side of this, and that is with this question, and that is, how do you, and no pun intended, by the way, but how do you explain the worth and the value to your employees of being part of the content creation process, to being a vital part of this digital journey that these searchers, these consumers are doing, versus feeling like they can be at the desk waiting to check them into the hotel? Like the waiting days are over, right? So how do you show the worth and value of being on the front line, of being in the content war, if you will, or the adding value, empathy, having a soul, human business war?
Be human, starting from the top. When leadership, as we were stating before, gets to a place where they are being open and transparent and vulnerable, when they have faith in humanity more than the corporate grind, then things can change. And it all trickles down. I remember one of my mentors used to say, all problems are leadership problems. And so the first thing we have to do is have a leadership team that understands the concept of trading daggers, which is, there are things about my career that maybe if you knew, you could take that dagger and you could slaughter my career. I want you to have the power to know that we are in this so much together that if any of us go left or right, and I know this is super scary, but this is a culture that's super powerful as well. And so risk and reward is one piece to look at it. The other piece is, do I care? Do I love? Do I create a community where we're in this together? And so part of this leadership trickle down to having people understand how they develop content has to happen at the top and internally first. And then you create a culture where people are encouraged for personal development, are encouraged for developing themselves. Maybe there's some books that we encourage people to read. Maybe we take people on a journey on their onboarding process of, this is the philosophy and the way we see the world. This is our worldview. And you train your employees to understand that who they are is more important than what they do. And if you treat who they are, the what they do is a natural byproduct. If you treat the core of your person, then what happens is everything they do is an expression of that beauty, that joy, that enthusiasm, that passion, that drive. Like, if you nail in to their core need, then the expression of their capacity and their abilities, their creativity and their ownership takes on a whole new capacity, a whole new opportunity, a whole new power, because we have to care for the individual first. And then they carry that to the customer and going above and beyond to meet the needs and make them feel desired, to make them feel like they belong, to make them feel heard, to make them feel understood. And this trickle-down theory, if I can call it that, is a way to take emotional intelligence and self-awareness in such a way that we build a team of people that know what community is, know that they belong, and are in constant seeking to add to the community. That's how you build advocacy, both internally and externally.
Sprocketeers, you just need to rewind that about four times. This whole episode, just rewind. Actually, the last two episodes, that Angus, on worth and value, you just need to listen to it, listen to it, listen to it. Speaking of seeking and continuing to want to learn, Angus, if people want to reach out to you, if they want to go deeper, even deeper in the pool of employee worth and value, company value and worth, and what it means to being successful in this digital world, where do you want to send them?
Come and find me on social at Angus Nelson. Reach out to me. I would love to connect with you and take you down this journey. If you're interested in how we do what we do here from a business perspective, come and find us at goldenspiralmarketing.com.
Listen, Sprocketeers, out of this episode, of course, I could talk about worth, I could talk about value, but there was something that Angus said, and it was this. It was the fact that you have to have emotional intelligence and you have to be self-aware. And guess what? So does your business. Focus on that, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Did you enjoy this episode of the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast? We'd love to know. Leave a rating and written review wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And keep that learning going by visiting SprocketTalk.com. Sign up for your free membership. And in that membership area, you can find bundled episodes where we combine like strategies to help you grow better, make the world better, and share this episode with your friends and coworkers who may be battling the same obstacle. And you can always reach out to George B. Thomas on Twitter with questions or guest suggestions or just to talk about your favorite Marvel superhero. Now go out into the world and leverage this strategy for your success. And we'll see you on the next episode of the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast.